needs very more attention to be more important. Or, if you want to face a real important case at the victory report, on today's injury report, we have pitcher Jesus Alonso, pitcher Lance Straley, catcher Paul Rackoff, and infielder Nolan Rico. Fans, grab your scorecards because it's time for the second starting lineup. Brought to you by Renown and Hometown Health. First, for the visiting to both the players, as announced by manager Dan Boyson. Leading off, set fielder, 41, Jared Coleman. Batting second, shortstop, number 18, Casey McCoy. Batting third, designated hitter, number 9, Brian McKee. Batting fourth, Mike Kane, batter, number 12, third baseman, Zach Green. Batting fifth, catcher, number 37, Andrew Hatch. Batting sixth, first baseman, number 13, Joe Blue. Batting seventh, left fielder, number 14, Marcus Wilson. Batting eighth, second baseman, number 16, Alex Landino. Batting eleventh, right fielder, number 7, Forrest Wall. Starting pitcher for the Raiders, right-handed number 3, Tron Lee.
Facility. Smoking or vaping on any time is eliminated at all seats. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in Game 4 of a six-game series. This series has been all Rainiers so far. Tacoma has won the first three games, and the Rainiers have already clinched at least a series split, looking to win the series on the road, which would be the second one in a row that they've won on the road if they can find a way to get another victory here, and they've got three shots at it, too. The pitching's been unbelievable. They threw a shutout yesterday, and today the Rainiers' starting pitcher is Connor Wade. He hopes to keep it going. Wade has a record of one win and one loss with a 4.26 ERA in 19 innings for the Rainiers this season. He'll be opposed by Reno right-hander Corbin Martin. Martin's made four starts this year, already two of them against Tacoma. This will be his third against the Rainiers. He's 2-1 with a 5.40 ERA. So Corbin Martin on the hill for Reno and Connor Wade for the Tacoma Rainiers. Great victory for the Rainiers yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about that and get to the starting lineups when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Reno Aces tonight here at Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. The Rainiers have won the first three games of this series, and they've done it with pitching. The Rainiers won 3-2 on Tuesday, and these scores are unusual. This is a great hitter's ballpark. Usually get high-scoring games here, but the Rainiers won a pitcher's duel 3-2 on Tuesday. A duel between Tommy Henry of Reno, who pitched six scoreless innings of one-hit ball. The Rainiers beat their bullpen in the late innings. Tommy Malone had a great start for Tacoma in that one. And then on Wednesday, the Rainiers won 6-5, which is still a low-scoring game for this ballpark. Rainiers hit four homers in that game and had a nice start from Darren McCacken. And then yesterday was the topper. Tacoma shut out Reno 7-0. Justice Sheffield with six scoreless innings. Asher Wojciechowski, Kyle Bird, and Nick Ramirez wrapped up the shutout. And the Rainiers, the first team to shut out Reno in their home ballpark since 2017, if you can believe that. It was almost five full seasons since they have been shut out in their home ballpark. Rainiers pitched one last night. So we'll see if they can keep it going tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're we're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 19-31 on the season. Interim manager Dan Wilson put together the lineup today. He's going to lead off with Jared Kelnick, who's led off each of the last two games with a homer. Kelnick is in center field. Batting second, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Zach Green. Batting fifth, doing the catching, is Andrew Knapp. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Joe Odom. Batting seventh and playing left field is Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth, second baseman Alex Blandino, and batting ninth and playing right field is Forrest Wall. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade's 1-1 with a 4.26 ERA. The Reno Aces are 26-25 on the year. They're the Diamondbacks AAA club managed by Gil Velazquez. They're going to lead off with Giancarlo Cintron. He plays shortstop. Batting second is center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third, the second baseman Buddy Kennedy. In the cleanup spot is designated hitter Seth Beer. Batting fifth, right fielder Stone Garrett. Hitting sixth and playing third base is Drew Ellis. Dominic Canzone bats seventh. He's at first. Hitting eighth, the catcher Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, left fielder Camden Duzenak. On the mound, Corbin Martin. Martin is 2-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Tom West. At first base is Chris Marco. And over at third, it's Dane Ponczak. Tacoma and Reno, game four of the six-game series. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseballs. We're about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Reno Aces from Greater Nevada Field. And to lead things off today, Jared Kelnick, and he has led off the game with a homer each of the last two nights. Corbin Martin on the mound. And Martin coming off of his best start of the year. He's only made four starts, but his last time out, 5 2/3 innings in Oklahoma City, allowed just one run on two hits, and he struck out a season-best 10 in that game. We've got cloudy skies here in Reno tonight and a breeze blowing out strongly towards right field. Kelnick stands in, and Martin into his motion, and the pitch is taken for a ball, and we are underway. Kelnick hitting 306 in 14 games with five homers. Now the 1-0 is on its way, and this is swung on and grounded up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Kelnick to start this one off. A leadoff single, and that'll bring Mason McCoy to the plate. Well, not a homer for Kelnick. He'll settle for a single. Did the research today. The last Tacoma Red Ears player to homer leading off the first inning two games in a row before Kelnick was Leon Landry back in 2015. Here's the pitch down to McCoy, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Mason McCoy hitting 229 in 38 games with five homers and 16 runs batted in. Next pitch, tapped foul on the first base side. Count goes to 0-2. And everyone waits while the first baseman, Canzone, goes and retrieves that foul ball down the line. McCoy settling back in again. Corbin Martin, 26 years old, coming off of Tommy John surgery. He returned from that serious elbow surgery last year. So he makes a move to first, and Kelnick's back in. But he wasn't 100% last year, and this year they've kind of eased him into the season, and thus he's making just his fifth start today. He began the year working sporadically in middle relief in the big leagues. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul down the right field line, out of play. Mason McCoy hitting in the two-hole today. Looks out towards Martin. No balls, two strikes is the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Martin got him with a slider. And that is the first out of the game. So McCoy goes down swinging, one away. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe's hitting 338. He had two hits last night, including a homer. The home run was his third of the season. Another pickoff move, and Kelnick's back in. Kelnick likes to run every now and then. He's only attempted one steal since joining the Rainiers this year, and he was safe, so he's one for one. Next pitch coming, and the runner does go. It's up high for a ball. The throw to second skips past the second baseman, Kennedy. It goes into center field, and Kelnick is going to cruise over to third. So Jared Kelnick steals second base and takes third on the throwing error by the catcher, Grayson Griner. And the Red Ears have a man at third with one out and a one ball, no strikes count on Brian O'Keefe. So a real RBI opportunity here. And Reno brings the infield partway in. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. Next pitch coming. And it is up high, ball three.
Two
So three balls, no strikes. Rainiers have Zach Green on deck. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. 94 on the gun. And the count goes to 3-1. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now. And it is a called strike with a fastball. And now it's a full count, 3-2. So Martin's battled back in the count. Well, O'Keefe really wants to put a ball in play here. Pick up Kelnick from third. We're just underway, top of the first inning. One out. The 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. And O'Keefe heads down to first base. And runners are at the corners with one out. And now Zach Green will be the batter. So O'Keefe draws his 13th walk of the season. He's now reached base with a hit or a walk in 20 of the 21 games he has played in this year. Here's Green, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch coming, and it is a fastball inside. Corbin Martin, a Houston Astros second round draft pick in 2017. And got traded with three other players to the Diamondbacks for Zach Greinke at the trade deadline in 2019. Next pitch outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. He was in that deal with Seth Beer, who's his teammate here. And also Josh Rojas, who's in the big leagues with Arizona right now. 2-1 pitch is hit high in the sky to center. Going back on the ball is Fletcher. He's going to have room, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Kelnick, and he will head home and score the first run of the game. And the Red Ears are up 1-0 on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Zach Green. So Green drives in the run with a deep fly ball. O'Keefe held at first base. Green with his team leading 32nd run batted into the season. And now here's Andrew Knapp. Switch hitter, Knapp bats left-handed. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Knapp is 5-for-30 since joining the Rainiers. Had two hits here 2 days ago. He didn't play yesterday, and he gulps one to right field, and it's up in the wind, but still Garrett's going to have room, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. Right here, settle for one run on one hit. There was one error and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with the score. Tacoba 1, Reno coming to the plate.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Rainiers get one in the top of the first inning, and now the Reno Aces come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. And on the mound for the Rainiers today, right-hander Connor Wade. Wade making his fifth start, sixth appearance for the Rainiers today. 1-1 with a 4.26 ERA. And the righty does not have overpowering stuff, but he does have very good command. As here's his pitch to Jonathan Cintron, and it is in there for a strike. I'm sorry, I misstated his name, Giancarlo Cintron. Now here's a swing and a bouncer to third, staying back to field. It is Green. He has to fire to first, and they get the tag down on the batter Cintron, sliding down low to try to avoid Odom, who had to leap in the air to catch the throw, and Odom got the glove down on Cintron and tagged him. So the out is recorded. It'll go in the scorebook as a 5-3. Looks routine, but there was nothing routine about that one. Nice play at first base by Joe Odom, who's not a first baseman by trade. He's a catcher. Now swing and a foul back by Dominic Fletcher. There's strike one. Fletcher hitting .333 in 12 games since coming up. Began the year with the Diamondbacks double A team. So here's a swing and a foul back, 0-2. Now the 0-2, swing and a foul back. Still 0-2. Connor Wade out of the University of Arizona. Mariners are his fourth organization. Originally drafted by the Rockies. Throws a pitch down low for a ball. 1-2 to Dominic Fletcher. And Wade has also pitched in the Red Sox and Orioles systems. Reached the big leagues with Baltimore last year for his first time. Now the pitch is fouled off, out of play down the third baseline. So it is still 1-2 to Fletcher. Now the 1-2, fouled off. Over for a look is the Red Ears third baseman Green, but this one's back in the seats. Now the next pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. So Fletcher with a soft single into center field, and Reno has a man on with one out at the bottom of the first. Now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy hitting .306 in 44 games, and he swings at the first pitch. It hits it in the air to right field. Then Wall is lining it up, and Forrest makes the catch, and there is out number two at the bottom of the first inning. So Kennedy's retired on one pitch, a routine fly out to right. Now here's Seth Beer. Wade gets the sign from his catcher, Knapp, and then makes a pickoff move to first, and back in safely is Fletcher. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul back. And it's 0-2. Wade throws a lot of cutters, cut fastballs, run in on a left-handed hitter. Next pitch, runner goes, and it is hit well towards right center field into the alleyway. On the move is Wall. He can't reach it. It gets down and rolls to the fence. Fletcher's around third. He's going to score the tying run, and in at second base with a double and an RBI is Seth Beer, and Reno makes it a 1-1 ball game. Well, the fact that the runner was going on the pitch made it a lock that that runner, Fletcher, was going to be able to score. Seth Beer just, well, he was in a 1-for-21 skid prior to that hit. He's been struggling lately, but he hit that well, his fourth double and 10th RBI of the year for Reno. Now Wade ready to work on Stone Garrett, and Garrett takes a pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. Rainier's pitchers have put a lot of the Reno hitters into little mini slumps recently because of the way Tacoma has pitched in the first three games of this series. So the 0-1 to Garrett is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Garrett batting .282, second in the league with 13 homers, tied for the league lead with 46 runs batted in. And now time called by Garrett. He steps out of the batter's box for a moment. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and popped up. This might be playable. Foul behind the plate. Back goes Knapp near the screen, and he can't get it. It comes down just on the other side of the screen. And that is nothing but a foul ball. A small child and a senior citizen were in pursuit of that foul ball. The senior citizen got it and then immediately gave it to the kid. Here's the 0-2, and it is a called strike three on the outside edge, and down goes Stone Garrett, and that wraps up the inning. Connor Wade with the strikeout. Garrett's now 0-for-14 in this series. But Reno scored a run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are tied 1-1.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, we go to the second inning tonight in Reno, each team getting a run of the first. Joe Odom, Marcus Wilson, and Alex Blandino to bat this inning against the right-hander Corbin Martin. And the pitch is swung on and tapped off the end of the bat to the right side. It's picked up by the first baseman, Canzone, and he throws to Martin, covering for the out. One pitch, one out. Joe Odom took a full swing at that pitch and just nicked it with the very end of his bat and hit a little dribbler to the right side. So what a way, and now Marcus Wilson is the hitter. Wilson reached base three times in last night's game. Hitting .211 with a .335 on base percentage. 7 homers, 21 runs batted in. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Martin fires, and it's a swing and a little tapper back to the mound, and Martin fields that and throws out Wilson at first base. Two away on very weakly hit ground balls here in the top of the second inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the hitter. Blandino batting in the number 8 spot. This is his 13th game since joining the Rainiers. He got a hit yesterday and drove in 2 runs. He has not yet gotten hot at the plate since joining Tacoma. Maybe that game yesterday will get him started. And the pitch to Blandino is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch up and away for a ball. 2-0. Rainiers have won the first 3 games of this series and have won 12 of their last 15 games in this ballpark. Here's a swing and a foul back by Blandino. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch is a called strike. And the count's even 2-2. Next delivery, swing and a miss, strike 3. And Martin strikes out Blandino, and he just had an easy top of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down, couple of grounders and a strikeout. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. Tacoma and Reno all tied up 1-1. There are two more games in this series after this one. We've got a 6:35 game tomorrow night with the Red Ears sending Daniel Ponce de Leon to the mound. And then a day game on Sunday at 1:05. And Tommy Malone will make his second start of the series in that game. And then Monday's an off day, and then the Red Ears have their first three-game series of the year in Salt Lake City, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then they come home on Friday, a week from today. Here's Connor Wade's first pitch to Drew Ellis, and it is in for a strike, 0-1. Ellis leading off the bottom of the second inning, batting .215 in 35 games with four home runs, right-hand hitter. Wade's next pitch is a breaking ball outside. So the Rainiers' next home game is a week from tonight, Friday, June 10th. Tickets are available. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for information. So here's one inside for a ball. It's going to be a longer homestand for the Rainiers, a nine-gamer. Tacoma will be hosting Round Rock for three and then Sacramento for six. Wade misses with his next pitch. It's now three balls, one strike to Drew Ellis, who is one of the most walked batters in AAA baseball. He's drawn 28 walks this season. Make it 29 as that pitch is outside, and Ellis heads down to first base to get things started in the bottom of the second inning. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone's a left-hand hitter, batting .231 in 30 games with four homers and 18 runs batted in. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up down the left field line. Zach Green chasing, as is McCoy, and Marcus Wilson coming in, and Wilson makes the catch, and then he throws to first, but Ellis is able to get back in there. Wow, that was a fair ball, too, and Green didn't have an angle on it, and he peeled out of there early, and then it was McCoy who seemed to have a beat on it, but late, Marcus Wilson told everyone to get out of his way, and he made the catch on the run. So one man is out at the bottom of the second inning, and now Grayson Griner is the hitter, and Wade's pitch is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. 89-mile-per-hour fastball from Wade. Now the next one is in there for a strike with a cutter. 0-2 the count to Griner. Now the 0-2 is grounded towards short, fielded by McCoy, goes to Blandino. There's one, on to Odom, there's two. The Red Ears turn it, a double play, and that closes out the bottom of the second inning. The 6-4-3 double play wraps up the inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the third inning. It is Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
One-one tie ball game. We head to the third inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. And the Red Deers have their number nine hitter leading things off, Forrest Wall. Wall reached base three times yesterday with a hit and two walks and had three hits the day before. So things are coming around for him offensively these past few days. Left-hand hitter, and he looks out towards Corbin Martin and takes the pitch down low for a ball. On the year, Wall's hitting .235 with a .325 on base percentage. Yeah, the 1-0 is in there for a called strike, and the count's even now, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And now the pitch is lined down the right field line. Fair ball going into the corner. This could be a lot of running for Wall. Chasing it down is Garrett. It bounces away from him. And Wall's around second and is on his way to third. And he's just going to stop there as the ball hits the cutoff man now. And Forrest Wall has his first triple of the year as he pulled a liner down the right field line. And Wall, one of the fastest runners in the league, and it was an easy triple for him, especially when the ball, upon hitting the fence, didn't bounce right to Stone Garrett, but kind of hugged the wall a little bit, and Garrett had to take another step or two to pick it up. So runner at third, no one out, and here's Jared Kelnick, who singled and scored in the first. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Unique defensive alignment here with the second baseman in the shifted position out on the outfield grass, but the shortstop playing on the shortstop side of the bag and the third baseman drawn in at the edge of the grass as here's one down low to Kelnick. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 swung on, grounded up the middle, and hits the leg of Martin, bounces to the second baseman Kennedy, who then throws out Kelnick at first. But scoring from third is Wall, and the Red Deers have regained the lead. It is 2-1. And you could score that 1-4-3 because it hit the pitcher. And Martin's fine, but it hit him on the leg and bounced right to the second baseman. So Kelnick gets an RBI. And now there is one out, and the bases are empty for Mason McCoy. And the pitch is low and away for a ball. McCoy struck out his first time up today. He's 0 for 1. Yeah, the 1-0 is a hit foul down the right field line. Next pitch taken for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. This one misses for a ball. Now swing and a foul down the right field line, out of play. So two balls, two strikes. Yeah, this one is swung on and yanked foul down the left field line. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is up and in. So McCoy's worked a full count here. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air. Foul down the right field line. Stone Garrett took a few steps over and took a look at it, but had no chance to make a play. Now the payoff. Fouled away. And McCoy continues to hang in there, and he's running up Corbin Martin's pitch count. Each of Martin's two starts he's made against Tacoma this year, he's allowed three runs. 3-2 pitch is popped up in the air to shallow left center. Back is Cintron. In is Fletcher. The center fielder Fletcher is there to make the catch. He had the angle on it all the way. Two down in the top of the third as McCoy flies out to center. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe walked at the first. He's DHing today. The Rainiers have three catchers on their roster right now. O'Keefe is one of them. First pitch to him is in there for a strike. You know, Dan Wilson continues to serve as the Rainiers interim manager. So now the 0-1 is a swing and a foul back as we, Tim Fedorovich still in COVID protocol and just waiting for a time period to end. I think he's going to rejoin the team in Salt Lake City, but that's not for sure yet. So now the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball outside, 1-2. But anyway, Dan Wilson was a former catcher, of course, and a longtime Mariners employee and a Mariners Hall of Famer. And leave it to him to find a way to get all three of the Rainiers catchers into the starting lineup today. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air towards right center field. And Fletcher is under it, and he makes the catch. O'Keefe is retired, and the inning is over. But the Rainiers get a run. Forrest Wall triples and scores. One run on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 2, Reno 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Tacoma 2, Reno 1. Camden Duzenac, Giancarlo Cintron, and Dominic Fletcher to bat this inning against Connor Wade. Wade with the pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center. Either Wilson or Kelnick could catch it, and Kelnick, the center fielder, is going to do so. And there's the first out of the inning. Duzenak flies out to Jared Kelnick. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the third, and now Giancarlo Cintron is the hitter. Cintron grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. Popped up foul behind the plate. Knapp over for a look, but this is in the seats. Oh, boy. That was unfortunate. The gentleman tried to catch it in his hat. Did not go well. He fell into the row in front of him. The hat went flying. He certainly didn't get the baseball. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. So Wade's ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Yeah, the right-hander Wade steps off and calls time for... Nope, he just got hit with a pitch clock violation. Two balls, two strikes. And now his pitch to Cintron, who swung out and grounded up the middle, and that's a base hit. So Cintron singles up the middle. And that's the third hit of the night for Reno. They have a man on with one out, and Dominic Fletcher coming to the plate. That was interesting because Connor Wade knew that he was taking that pitch clock violation. They were unsettled on what pitch to throw there. And I think he just didn't want to throw the pitch that was called, and the clock was winding down, so he just stepped off, took the ball, threw the pitch he wanted, and, well, it ended up being a base hit. Here's a swing and a liner down the right field line. It lands on the chalk line. That's a fair ball going into the corner. Cintron's around third. He's headed home. He will score. It's a double and an RBI for Dominic Fletcher, and Reno has tied it up 2-2. Fletcher 2 for 2 today. Scored their first run and drove in their second. By the way, he's the brother, Dominic Fletcher. He's the brother of the Angels infielder, David Fletcher. He's been in the big leagues with the Angels for, what, about 5 years now, I'm guessing? Maybe 4 years. Here's the pitch to Buddy Kennedy, and he hits it in the air to shallow left, getting a late break in as Wilson, and he dives and makes the catch. What a recovery. And that is the second out of the inning as Fletcher had to scamper back to second base. Marcus Wilson had a misread and started to go back on the ball, which is your natural reaction in the outfield in Reno, where the ball carries so well. And then he realized he was going the wrong way, and he started racing in towards the infield, and he had to lay out in a dive, and he caught it. So two men are gone, and now Seth Beer is the hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch coming. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And Wade misses up high. Two balls, one strike to Beer. And this one's outside for a ball, 3-1. First base is open. Stone Garrett is on deck. Wade would have a right versus right advantage on Garrett. 3-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Count goes full now, 3-2. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch, just outside, ball four. And Beer will head down to first base. So Stone Garrett will be the sixth man to come to the plate this inning. Garrett struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. There's strike one. Now, a time's called because something's wrong with Andrew Knapp's mask, and he has to do some repairs here behind the plate. And the umpire's watching too, because he is also in the mask business, and Knapp's got it worked out. He's all right. And we're ready for play to resume. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Wade, and it is a swing and a little broken bat blooper that goes foul on the first base side. And Stone Garrett's going to have to get a new stick. Wade really jammed him there. You know, Garrett working on his new bat now over by the Reno dugout on the third base side. And he heads back towards the plate. Two-two tie. Two on, two outs at the bottom of the third inning. No balls, two strikes to Garrett. And the pitch from Connor Wade is swung on and tapped up the third baseline, and that rolls foul. Breaking ball there from Wade, and Garrett got just a tiny piece of it and hit it foul. So Garrett now back in the batter's box. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. And now Garrett calls time and steps out. Now he's ready to hit. The 0-2 pitch is a swing and a tapper in the home plate area, foul. So still 0 balls, 2 strikes. And here's one low and away for a ball. Now the 1-2 is coming. And it swung on, hit in the air towards right center into the alleyway, and that's going to split the gap and go through to the fence. That's big trouble. Fletcher scores. Beer's being waved around third. He's headed home. He's going to score in at third base with a triple. And two runs batted in is Stone Garrett. And Reno takes the lead 4-2. Garrett was 0 for 14 in this series before that hit. He is up to 48 runs batted in on the year now, which leads the league. The Rainiers had completely held him in check prior to that hit. Well, now he's at third with two outs, and here's Drew Ellis. Ellis fouls one away. Strike one. Reno has the lead for the first time since the first game of this series on Tuesday when they were ahead 1-0 after six innings. Next pitch is fouled back, strike two. So again, Wade getting ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes. He's thrown 46 pitches and 35 of them have been strikes. But he's allowed five hits. Next pitch is down low for a ball. He's also walked two, which is kind of amazing. Other than the two walks, he's thrown a total of four balls to all the other hitters combined. 1-2 pitch, swing and a foul back, still 1-2. So runner at third, two outs, one ball, two strikes, the count. And Wade is set. Here's his pitch, and it is swung out and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. And Wade again with a 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Ellis, and that wraps up the inning. Wade has his second strikeout of the night. But Reno takes the lead with three runs at the bottom of the fourth inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the fourth inning. It's Reno 4, Tecoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Reno 4, Tecoma 2. Zach Green, Andrew Knapp, and Joe Odom are due to bat this inning against the right-hander Corbin Martin. And Martin is set. Here's his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Green drove in a run with a sacrifice fly in the first inning. His only plate appearance so far. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Green got a rare day off yesterday. He leads the Rainiers in games played as he swings and hits one well towards center field. This is deep, and it is back, and it is off the fence. Green is digging for second. He's in there with a stand-up double. Zach Green with a long double, his team-leading 10th of the year, and that gets the Rainiers started at the top of the fourth inning. So Green blasts a double. Rainier's third hit of the night. And now Andrew Knapp is the batter. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league in last night's games. The red-hot Las Vegas Aviators won again. They won their seventh in a row yesterday. They beat Sacramento 10-6. Here's the pitch to Knapp, and it is fouled away. Las Vegas outfielder Vince Fernandez hit a go-ahead grand slam in the fifth inning for Vegas last night. And Matt Davidson hit two homers and drove in four runs. Next pitch is fouled away. No balls, two strikes to Knapp. Martin with a long look in for the signs. And his pitch is swung on and hit on one hop to the shortstop, fielded by Cintroni. Looks at third, but decides to give that one up and throws out Knapp at first base instead. So Green moves up. Knapp grounds to shortstop. Runner at third, one out for Joe Odom. Another game yesterday in 10 innings, El Paso beat Salt Lake 4-3. This game had drama, though. Salt Lake was down 3-2 with two outs and no one on base in the bottom of the ninth inning. And their outfielder, Magnaris Sierra, down to their last out, hit a game-tying home run, his fifth of the year, to send it into extras. And then they just lost in the 10th. El Paso scored in the top of the 10th as Shojo Akiyama singled in the go-ahead run, and that proved to be the game winner. 1-0 pitch to Odom is outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Salt Lake lost, and Vegas now leads the West by a game and a half over the Bees. Now the 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. In the East, Oklahoma City moved into a first-place tie by beating Round Rock last night 6-2. They had a dozen hits. Here's a swing and a miss by Odom. Miguel Vargas had two hits and three runs batted in to lead the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And Ryan Pepio had a nice start, struck out seven in 4 2/3 innings, allowed only one run. Well, Odom wants to make contact here. Bring that runner in from third. The infield is partway drawn in. The pitch is outside, 2-2. Now the pitch is popped up, foul, out of play. Correction on the count. Three balls, two strikes is the count to Odom. Now the 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball. Odom has struck out for the second out of the inning. So now the Red Ears are going to need a clutch hit if they're going to take advantage of this opportunity. Marcus Wilson is the batter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back high in the air and out of play behind home plate. Oh, and won the count. One other game yesterday, Albuquerque beat Sugarland 8-5. The veteran catcher Carlos Perez hit his eighth homer of the year. So there's a foul out of play by Wilson. Sugarland's Corey Jolks has moved into the home run leaderboard substantially. He hit his 12th of the year last night. David Villar of Sacramento is the league leader with 16. So now there's a called strike three to Marcus Wilson. And that does it for Tacoma in the fourth inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on base. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 2.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 4-2, Reno with the lead over the Rainiers. Connor Wade's first pitch to Dominic Canzone is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now here's a liner to first, and it's speared by a leaping Joe Odom. A rocket off the bat of Canzone, and Odom jumping and reaching up and grabbing it at first base for the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Quick reactions over there by Joe Odom. One down, and now Grayson Griner is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a ball driven down the left field line towards the corner. It goes foul by maybe a foot. Rainiers catch a break there. One ball, one strike now to Griner. Griner back in the batter's box now. He was running that last one out. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch in there for a called strike. One ball, two strikes to Griner. Next pitch from Wade, swing and a foul tip to the breaking ball. Now Wade with a 1-2 pitch, fastball fouled off down the right field line. Still 1-2. And this one's outside and low. Two balls, two strikes. Wade into his motion, and the pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is swung on and hit high in the air to left. Wilson is watching it, but this is deep and back, and it is gone. Grayson Griner goes deep to left field. His second home run as a member of the Reno Aces, and they now lead 5-2. So Greiner launches one out of here. And he had been 0 for his last 12 prior to that homer. Some Reno hitters who have been really cold at the plate in this series are starting to get hits tonight. Here is Camden Dusenak, and he takes a strike 0-1 on the count. Dusenak flied out to center field earlier. He is not one of the cold hitters. He's hit safely in 9 of his last 10 games. Wade's pitch is swung on. Broken bat, one hopper hit to short. That's fielded by McCoy, who fires to first for the out. And two men are gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. And the bat of Dusenak split into two in an unusual fashion, with the barrel just splitting down the middle. And the long way. And it was like it was just sawed in half from top to bottom. Here's the pitch to Cintron, and it is lined into right field, a base hit. Giancarlo Cintron with his second hit of the night, an opposite field single to right. And now Dominic Fletcher is the hitter. And he's been a problem today. Fletcher 2 for 2 with 2 runs scored and an RBI. And the pitch to Fletcher is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now toss to first base, and diving back in safely is Cintron. The pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Wilson and Kelnick are closing in on it, and Wilson will make the catch. And that's the final out of the inning. Fletcher flies to left, but Reno adds another run on the Grayson Greiner homer. They had 1 run on 2 hits and 1 runner left on. We go to the 5th inning. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the 5th inning of play. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2. Alex Blandino, Forrest Wall, and Jared Kelnick are due up here in the top of the 5th inning against the right-hander Corbin Martin. And the pitch to Blandino, leading things off, is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Right here, shutout Reno last night, but the Aces brought their bats today. They've scored some early runs, so the Rainiers need to turn this into a classic Reno-style game and start roping the ball around Greater Nevada Field as Blandino swings through a pitch, and the count is even now, 1-1. Next pitch from Martin is low and away for a ball. 2-1. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. Now the next pitch is swung on, grounded sharply up the middle, off the second base bag and through into center field. A base hit for Blandino to lead off the fifth. Third straight inning in which the Red Deers have had a leadoff hit. And fourth time in five innings that has happened. Here's Forrest Wall, who led off the third inning with a triple. And he scored a run. There's the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, called a strike. And the 1-1 is down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Next pitch coming. And it is fouled away on the third base side. 2-2 the count. Next pitch coming, and it's bounced towards third, and staying with a hop is Ellis. He goes to second for one. The relay to first is not in time to double up Wall, but Blandino is forced out at second. So Wall grounds into a force out. One away, and now Jared Kelnick's the batter. Wall becomes a threat to try to steal. He's second in the league with 17 stolen bases this year. And a move to first, and he dives back in safely. Now pitches outside for a ball. Kelnick extended his hitting streak to 9 straight games when he led off the first inning with a single up the middle. And he takes one outside for a ball. And Kelnick is now tied for the longest hitting streak by a Rainier's player this year. Mason McCoy also had a 9-gamer. McCoy's on deck right now. 2-0 to Kelnick in there for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. Wall with his lead at first and a throw over, and Wall dives back in safely, but it was close. And that was the second pickoff throw of this at bat. Martin's pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow left, and back goes the shortstop, and it is Cintron, the shortstop, making the catch on the outfield grass. And that is the second out of the inning. So Kelnick's now 1-for-3. And here comes Mason McCoy. Red Deers trail 5-2. We're in the top of the fifth inning. New ball put in play by the plate umpire. Now a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is Wall. Next pitch, runner goes, it's up and in, and no throw down to second base. Wall steals it, and that is his 18th steal of the year. And he's now in scoring position. So McCoy can pick up an RBI with a base hit here. Now the pitch is lowered away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this one is a swing and a miss. Strike one. Now the 2-1 delivery swung on and fouled back to the screen. Now two balls, two strikes to McCoy with Brian O'Keefe on deck. Martin has now thrown 81 pitches. No one up in the bullpen, however, for Reno. So the 2-2 pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop Cintron. He throws to first in time for the out. McCoy is retired, and so are the Rainiers at the top of the fifth inning. No runs, not a hit, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2. Connor Wade's first pitch to Buddy Kennedy is grounded foul on the third base side. And there's strike one. Wade started this game for the Red Deers. He's allowed 5 runs on 7 hits through 4 innings. Reno has connected for 4 extra base hits in this game, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Wade's next pitch is a breaking ball outside. 1-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Wade is fouled back to the screen. 1-2. We'll take a look at what happened around the Mariner farm system yesterday. Good day in terms of wins and losses. Everyone won who played. The Everett Aqua Sox didn't get to play. Their game at home against Eugene got rained out. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Kennedy. And this is hit well towards right center. On the move is Wall and Kelnick. And Kelnick makes a running catch in the alley in right center. And Kennedy flies out for his third time today, once to each of the outfielders. What a way for Seth Beer. Double-A Arkansas has struggled offensively this season. But the Mariners affiliate had a big uprising yesterday. 19 hits in a 16-5 win at Springfield over the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate. Here's one outside to Beer, ball one. Not only did they have 19 hits, but they drew 10 walks. That's 29 base runners. They scored 16 of them. Next pitch down low for a ball. Infielder Caden Polkovich led the way. He was 4-for-7 with a homer, 3 runs scored. Next pitch is fouled away. Outfielder Zach Deloach had 2 hits and 3 walks, reaching base 5 times, and he scored 5 runs, which is a rarity. And Cade Marlowe had 3 hits and 2 walks, on base 5 times. He drove in a couple. Here's a bouncing ball through the right side of the infield, and that's a base hit for Seth Beer. And a one-out single. His second hit of the game. Hit number 8 for the Aces. Runner at first with one out for Stone Garrett. In a very different type of game, the Mariners' low-A Modesto affiliate picked up a 2-1 victory over Fresno, who's a Colorado Rockies affiliate. As this pitch is popped up in the air down the left field line, long run for Wilson towards the foul line. He dives and can't come up with it cleanly, and is going to throw to second base, and they're going to get the force out at second base because the runner Seth Beer was confused. And the Red Ears get a force out at second, 7-4 on the play. Ball was hit in the air, tight to the foul line. Marcus Wilson made a diving attempt, didn't catch it. He kind of smothered the ball. It rolled a foot or two behind him. He picked it up. Beer was halfway to first base. He turned around and halfway to second base. He turned around and started going back to first. And the Red Ears easily doubled him up. So Garrett doesn't get a hit. It goes as a fielder's choice, 7-4. And here's Drew Ellis, and he takes inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch from Wade is a fastball called a strike. Now pickoff throw, and back in safely is Garrett. Pitches inside for a ball. Ball and a strike to Ellis. Wade trying to work a scoreless fifth. Reno has scored in 3 of the first 4 innings. The runner goes, pitch is swung on and fouled back. 1-2 now to Ellis. Here's the 2-2. No, Wade throws to first instead, and back in safely is Garrett. Runner goes, pitch is hit sharply past the diving McCoy. He deflected it, but it rolls out into the outfield. Going all the way to third is Garrett because he was running on the pitch. It's a base hit for Drew Ellis. And Reno has runners at the quarters with two outs. Dominic Canzone is now the batter. And the pitch to Canzone is down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 2-0 swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. And the count goes to 2-1. Mariners just won. They beat the Rangers 4-3. Eugenio Suarez with a go-ahead two-run homer in the top of the ninth. They were down 3-2. Hit it off the closer for the Rangers, Barlow. Here's a little number up the third baseline. It rolls foul, which the Rangers are happy about. Otherwise, that would have been a real problem. So the Mariners beat the Rangers in the opener of that three-game series. They've won 5 of their last 7 games. And pull within 6 games of 500. They could slowly work their way up towards the 500 mark this summer. You can get in the playoff race. They've added more teams to the postseason in the majors. You don't have to be much over 500 to make it. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes to Canzone. Garrett at third and Ellis at first. And the pitch just off the plate outside, ball three. Rainiers have some bullpen action going on for the first time. I think that's Austin Warner, the left-hander. Runner from first is going to take off with the pitch. Here it comes. It swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. Chasing it is Green and McCoy and Wilson. And Wilson gets there and makes the catch. Didn't have to leave his feet. He gloves it for the final out in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Wade works a scoreless fifth. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning with the score. Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the sixth inning. The Raiders trailing Reno 5-2. Corbin Martin has limited Tacoma to just two runs, one earned on four hits through the first five innings. Brian O'Keefe will lead things off here in the sixth. He'll be followed by Zach Green and Andrew Knapp. O'Keefe's 0-for-1 with a walk and a flyout, and he takes a breaking pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is low for a ball. 2-0. Now a swing and a two-hopper hit to the shortstop, Cintron, who fields it. And his throw pulls the first baseman off the bag, but he comes back and gets his foot down. Canzone able to record the out at first. And O'Keefe has grounded out to shortstop. One away at the top of the sixth inning. And now Zach Green is the batter. We'll start running through some major league scores. We're not going to have our usual post-game show tonight because it is fireworks night in Reno. It is extremely loud, and there's nothing that can be done about it. As here's the pitch to Green, and it's a swing and a miss there, strike one. The broadcast booth here in Reno is basically in the crowd. There's no windows or anything. You can't muffle the sound of the fireworks. So here's one low and away to Green. 1-1 the count. Next pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So National Leagues, the NL has a bunch of finals already. Giants beat the Marlins 15-6. And your favorite Giants utility man ended up pitching. Here's a grounder to third. Ellis fields it and throws to first and gets Zach Green. Two away for Andrew Knapp. Former Rainier Donovan Walton is in the big leagues with the Giants right now. He started the game in the field, had a hit and scored a couple of runs. They were winning 15-3 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Gabe Kapler, the Giants manager, didn't want to burn another reliever, so he said, yeah, we'll use a position player. So here's a swing and a miss by Knapp, figuring that a position player just lobbing the ball in there will get three outs before he gives up 12 runs. So that was true. Donovan Walton pitched. As here's one outside to Knapp. And Walton did get three outs without giving up 12 runs. He gave up three runs in his one inning of work. Now the 1-1 is popped up on the left side. And Ellis, the third baseman, makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. The Raiders go in order at the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Oh, oh, oh.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Reno
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, Reno 5, Tacoma 2. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Patrick Weigel, comes in from the pen, and his first pitch to Grayson Griner is outside into the backstop, ball one. Weigel in relief of the starter, Connor Wade, who went five innings and allowed 9 hits and 5 runs all earned. He walked 2, struck out 2. Weigel's pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. Weigel's in his 19th appearance of the season tonight. He leads the team in that category. He's 2-1 with a 2.82 ERA. Here's his 1-1 pitch, and it is up high and inside for a ball, 2-1. Weigel, big guy, 6'6", but has a kind of a lower three-quarter release point. Has a ton of movement on his pitches. So now his 2-1 is inside with a breaking ball. It almost hit Griner. 3 balls, 1 strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch is on its way, and it is a called strike 3 at the very top of the zone, and Griner goes down looking, and one man is out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that really was at the very top of the automated ball strike systems zone. Some fans yelled at the ump, but none of the players did because they know that the computer made the call. Here's Camden Dusenak. And the pitch is slider for a called strike. More NL Finals. Nationals beat the Reds 8-5 as Lane Thomas homered 3 times for the Nationals today. Doubled his season total up to 6. Well, one pitch is outside to the backstop, 1-1. Juan Soto also hit his 10th home run. The Nationals GM came out and said that they are not under any circumstances trading Juan Soto. Thank goodness. I mean, why would you do that? 1-1 pitch to Dusenak is in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 8-6. Diamondbacks parent club of these Reno Aces, and a couple of guys who were with Reno earlier this year went deep. So here's one inside for a ball. Jake McCarthy hit his 2nd homer for the Diamondbacks. He played at Cheney Stadium earlier this year. And Alec Thomas went deep twice, the rookie now with 5 home runs this season. Here's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Dusenak, and Weigel has struck out the first 2 batters he has faced today. Now Giancarlo Cintron will be the bat. Padres have shut out the Brewers 7-0 in Milwaukee. Joe Musgrove tossing a gem, and the Padres got to Corbin Burnes. The Brewers ace had a rough day. So here's one that misses up high to Cintron. Cardinals blasted the Cubs in a day game at Wrigley 14-5. Here's a strike. The Cardinals hit 5 home runs in that game, including the first of the year by the beautifully named Lars Nootbaar. Always root for Nootbaar. 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch coming from Weigel. And it's reached for and tapped back to the mound. Weigel fields it and underhands to the first baseman for the out. And the inning is over. Patrick Weigel retires the side in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the seventh. The Rainiers trying to get the bats going. Our score, Reno 5, Tacoma 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 2. And the Aces have gone to the bullpen for the first time today, so maybe this will get the Rainiers going. Corbin Martin is done. The Aces starter went 6 innings, allowed 4 hits and 2 runs, only 1 earned. He walked 1, struck out 4. New pitcher is right-hander Jacob Webb. And his pitch to Joe Odom is taken down low and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Webb is appearing in his 6th game for Reno. He's allowed 6 runs in 4 1/3 innings. And the pitch to Odom is fouled back, and the count's even now, 1-1. Webb pitched a scoreless inning against the Rainiers back in May at Cheney, and then landed on their injured list, and now he's back as his next pitch is a strike to Odom. 1-2. This is his first game for Reno since May 13th. Former big leaguer with the Braves. Sears one up high for a ball. Here's the 2-2. Outside, ball 3. So full count, 3-2. Webb just activated from the injured list yesterday. Payoff pitch coming to Odom. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. So Odom goes down swinging, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And there's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Some American League scores to pass along. The Yankees beat the Tigers today 13-0. So here's a bouncer foul by Wilson. Aaron Judge hit his major league leading 20th homer. That was one of four Yankee homers today. Rizzo, Carpenter, and Trevino also went deep. Garrett Cole tossed 7 shutout innings and got his 5th win. 0-2 to Wilson, and the pitch from Webb is swung on and popped up foul, and that'll get out of play. Yankees have the best record in the majors, 37-15. Oh, 2 pitches high. Guardians doubled up the Orioles 6-3. Shane Bieber struck out 11. Went 7 innings, picked up his 3rd win. One 2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and Wilson goes down swinging. That's the 2nd out here at the top of the 7th inning. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single tonight. In an interleague game, the Phillies beat the Angels 10-0. Sears went up and in for a ball. That was the Phillies' first game without Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi got fired this morning by the Phillies. And so they went out and hit 5 homers and won 10 zip as Schwarber hit 2, Bryce Harper hit 2. And rookie Bryson Stott hit his first big league dinger. Sears went outside to Blandino. And they got a win for their interim manager, Rob Thompson. Two 0 pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. The Angels have lost 9 games in a row. 2-1 pitches outside for a ball. I mean, just 10 days ago, they were right up there at the top of the division with Houston, and now 9 straight losses, and they're only 1 game over 500 at 27-26. 3-1 pitch misses ball 4, and Blandino will head down to first base with a 2-out walk. So the Rainiers get a base runner here at the top of the 7th inning, trailing 5-2. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall has tripled and grounded into a force out today. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored. And the pitch from Webb is taken down low for a ball. The Blue Jays' win streak ended. They had won 8 in a row, but the Twins got them today 9-3. And that was a home game for Toronto. 1-0 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. Now the 2-0 in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the next pitch is down and in for a ball, 3-1. Three-one pitch, check swing foul, and it's a full count, 3-2. Jorge Miranda hit two homers for the Twins today. He's the rookie who is the cousin of the Hamilton guy. Lynn Miranda, what's his name? Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Forrest Wall, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Red Deers do not score. They didn't get a hit. They left a runner stranded. We are at the seventh inning stretch here in Reno with the score. Aces 5, Rainiers 2.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here in Reno, where the seventh inning stretch is going on here. Bigger crowd on hand tonight, Friday night fireworks night. Right here's bringing a new pitcher. Danny Young enters the game to pitch the bottom of the seventh inning. Aces lead 5-2. They scored all five against the Red Deers starter, Connor Wade. Patrick Weigel pitched a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning with two strikeouts. He's been throwing really well lately. Here's Danny Young's first pitch to Dominic Fletcher, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Young got the save in the opening game of this series on Tuesday, protecting a one-run lead in the ninth, set down the side in order. Pitch is grounded up the middle, deflected by Young, and it goes through into center field. That's going to be a leadoff base hit for Fletcher, his third hit of the game. So Fletcher is on. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy 0 for 3 with three flyouts to the outfield. Kennedy's pitch is lined into right, and that's a base hit. Scooping it up is the right fielder Wall. Stopping at second base is Fletcher. Back-to-back base hits start the bottom of the seventh inning for Reno. They're up to 11 hits tonight. And now Seth Pier is the hitter. We'll continue with some American League scores. The Tampa Bay Rays defeat the White Sox 6-3. Behind their ace, Shane McClanahan, who allowed two earned runs in six innings, struck out eight and didn't walk anybody. And he's 6-2 on the year after getting the win today. And Tampa reached 10 games over 500 with that victory. Now Young is ready. Here's his pitch to Beer, and it is a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Astros signed Yordan Alvarez to a contract extension today, and then he went out and homered his 15th of the year, had three hits in the game, and Astros beat the Royals 10-3. Here's a chopper foul off the foot of Beer, and he's going to walk that one off. Red Sox lead the A's 4-0. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning in Oakland. Xander Bogaerts has hit his sixth homer of the year. So now here's one down low for a ball, and losing track of it momentarily is Knapp, and taking third base with some alert base running is Dominic Fletcher. Holding at first was Kennedy. And since the ball was in the dirt there, I think they're going to give Young a wild pitch. Rainiers bring the infield partway in, although they remain at double play depth up the middle. First and third, nobody out. And his pitch to Beer is on its way, and this is high and tight. Two balls, one strike. Actually, 3-1 the count now. And the next pitch is inside, and it hit him. So Beer hit by the pitch. He'll head down to first. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Stone Garrett. Well, this is a predicament. Garrett leads the league in runs batted in and is second in the league in homers. And the bases are loaded with no one out. Reno already leads 5-2. They could really break it open here. Rainiers bring the infield in all the way around now. Danny Young is set. Here's his first pitch to the right hand hitting Garrett, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider. There's strike one. Garrett hit a two-run triple in the third. He's 1-for-3 today. Now up to 48 runs batted in on the season. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two, a half swing by Garrett. Another slider from Young. Well, he would love a strikeout here. The 0-2 pitch is coming from Danny Young, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him with three straight sliders, and down goes Stone Garrett for the first out of the inning. So one man is gone. Bases remain loaded, and now Drew Ellis is the hitter. Ellis is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. The Red Ears back the middle infielders up to double play depth. The corner infielders are still in a bit. Green, though, not so much at third. He's backed off a little. Pitch to Ellis is in the dirt and scooped by Knapp. That is ball one. So 1-0 the count to Ellis. Young with his next pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 2-0. Young trying to get out of this jam. Fletcher at third, Kennedy at second, Beer at first. 2-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside edge. Spotted a fastball there. 2-1 down. Now Young is ready. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Inside, and it almost hit him. Three balls, one strike to Drew Ellis. Nowhere to put him. He has a great eye. He's walked 29 times this year. Now the 3-1 pitch is on its way from Young. Here it comes, and it is a swing and a liner into left center field. That's a base hit, and more. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Fletcher scores. Kennedy scores. They're waving Beer around third. The throw hits the cutoff band, and Beer's going to score a three-run double for Drew Ellis, and Reno now leads it 8-2. Just roped it into left center. Ellis with his 10th double of the year. He's up to 24 runs batted in. And that ended a string of 9 consecutive scoreless relief outings for Danny Young. Here's his pitch now to Dominic Canzone, and it's a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike one. Now the pitch is low for a ball. In the first 3 games of this series, which the Red Deers won all 3 of them, Reno scored a grand total of 7 runs. And tonight, in this game alone, they've scored 8. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Young, and it is low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Young's now thrown 20 pitches in this inning. The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Canzone, and there's the second out. Second strikeout for Young, too. And now Grayson Griner will be the batter. Griner's 1-for-3 with a homer. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. I don't know what's going on at Coors Field today. So now the next pitch is waved at and missed. In recent days, the games there on this current Rockies homestand have been just extremely high scoring. Tonight, the Braves and the Rockies are going to the 10th inning tied 0-0. 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. Max Fried started for the Braves. Chad Kuhl for the Rockies. 0-0 after 9 in the Mile High City. One, two pitch. Grounded to the left side. That's fielded by McCoy at short. And he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Reno breaks it open. They get 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning on 3 hits. There were no Tacoma errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the 8th inning. It's Reno 8, Tacoma 2.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide. is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through June 28th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Reno 8 to Tacoma 2. And it is always beneficial to remember that we are in Reno and a six-run deficit is hardly insurmountable in this ballpark. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but we have seen some big leads disappear in the late innings in this ballpark over the years. So anything can happen. See if the right ears could get it going in the late innings. New pitcher for Reno, Mitchell Stumpo, on to work here in 14 games. He's 0-1 with a 4.85 ERA. And his pitch to Keldick is roped high and deep to right center field. Racing after it is Fletcher, and he makes the catch on the warning track next to the 424-foot sign in right center. Keldick gave it a ride, but to the deepest part of the park. And Dominic Fletcher was able to make the grab. One out at the top of the eighth inning. And now Mason McCoy is the hitter. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. Stumpo's in his 15th game, 0-1 with a 4.85 ERA for Reno. And his pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch in there for a called strike. Next pitch is low and away for a ball. 2-1. And Stumpo fires, and this is popped up on the right side and playable. Canzone, the first baseman in fair territory, makes the catch, and that's out number two in the top of the eighth inning. McCoy pops up, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe 0 for 2 with a walk tonight, and he swings and misses at a slider. Now a swing and a liner towards center coming in, and making the catch on the move is Fletcher. And that is the final out of the inning. O'Keefe probably thought he had a hit off the bat there, but Fletcher made the play, and the right ears go quickly and quietly in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Reno 8, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's construction company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning in Reno. The Aces leading the Rainiers 8-2. And the Rainiers bring in Matt Brash to get some work in here. In the bottom of the eighth, the hard-throwing righty is in his ninth appearance. No record of 5.25 ERA. Previous pitcher Danny Young had his string of nine straight outings without allowing a run come to a halt. He went one inning, allowed three hits and three runs all earned. No walks, two strikeouts. Hit a batter with a pitch. Here's Camden Dusenak leading things off. Brash's fastball is a swing and a miss. Strike one, 98 on the gun. 0-1 the count. Big heat coming from Brash. Everyone knows it. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is a slider outside. 1-1, 89 mile per hour slider. Brash now winds and delivers the 1-1, and it's a slider for a called strike. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the slider. Three in a row. He threw the first pitch fastball at 98 and then just disposed of Dusenak with three straight sliders. And there's his first strikeout tonight. Brash coming into play today in 12 innings has allowed seven hits, but three of them have been homers. However, in the 12 innings, he has walked, he has struck out 22 and walked nine. Next pitch is a slider, swing and a miss, strike one to Cintron. Giancarlo Cintron, 2-for-4 today with a pair of singles and a run scored. And the pitch is a slider for a called strike. 0-2 the count. Brash really going slider heavy here. Maybe just within the 8-2 game. Figure this is a chance to work on the pitch. 0-2 pitch, there's a fastball up. 100 on the gun. 100. Yeah, the 1-2 is on its way. And it's a slider grounded to first base. Foul just to the right of the bag. Still 1-2. Cintron cracked his bat with that swing. He's got to get a new stick. Teammate hands him one. In the ninth, the Rainiers have Zach Green, Andrew Knapp, and Joe Odom due up. Again, we're not going to have a post-game show today because of the fireworks here in Reno, and no escape from the sound of that here, as there's a pitch low and away for a ball 2-2. So we'll just get caught up on the PCL scores real quick. Now the 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled away. Back and forth extra inning game in Sugar Land, and Albuquerque emerged in 11 innings with a victory 8-7. It was 6-6 after 9. Each team scored a run in the 10th, and then the Isotopes run in the top of the 11th proved to be enough. 2-2 pitches fouled away. Oklahoma City hammered Round Rock 10-4 to take sole possession of first place in the East. Those two teams were tied in first coming in. Jake Lamb, the UW guy, hit his 12th homer for Oklahoma City. Here's a swing and a looper to shallow left. Racing in is Wilson. He reaches down and can't get it, and it bounces away from him. And digging for second is Cintron. Throw there from McCoy, and it is not in time. Cintron ends up at second base. He had a good at bat hanging in there against Brash. Looped it into shallow left. Wilson came running full speed, tried to reach down and make a shoestring grab while on the run full speed, and he ended up short hopping it, and it bounced away from him. And Cintron ends up at second. He should just get credited with a double on that. And now Dominic Fletcher is the hitter. He's having a big night for Reno. 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored and an RBI. 2 singles and a double. Brash with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at the slider. El Paso beats Salt Lake for the second day in a row, 6-4. Cesar Valdez took a loss for the Bees. He's been their, well, one of their aces. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul, tip at the plate. 0-2 now. And Sacramento and Vegas are only in the fifth inning in Vegas, but it's a high-scoring affair, and the Rivercats lead 7-5. No balls, 2 strikes, runner at second, 1 out in the 8th. And the runner breaks off second base. Brash steps off, and they've got Cintron in a rundown, and he is going back and forth. Blandino chasing him towards third, throws it to Brash, who puts the tag on him for the second out of the inning. Well executed by the Red Ears infielders. The runner, Cintron, took his secondary lead too early, and Brash stepped off, threw it, to McCoy first. As McCoy moved in behind him, McCoy chased him towards and threw to Green. Green chased him back to second, threw to Blandino. Blandino chased him back towards third and threw to Brash, who tagged him out. Now the pitch to Fletcher is a check swing on a breaking ball, and he held on, held up in time. One ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards left, and Wilson's got to play it on a hop. Fletcher takes the turn at first and holds there with his 4th hit of the game. He got the slider from Brash, and he just served it to the opposite field. Dominic Fletcher, 4-for-5. And that is hit number 14 for the Aces. Here's Buddy Kennedy, who's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is outside for a ball. One oh pitch, swing and a miss. One and one now. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. Brash going with the fastball there. One and two now. Now Brash with a breaking ball, and this is hit up the middle on the ground, and diving and knocking it down is Blandino, but there's no play that could be made, and it's a broken bat infield single for Buddy Kennedy. And Fletcher takes second, and there are two on with two out for Seth Beer. So there have been three hits this inning, and only one of them was a well-struck ball. That was the base hit by Fletcher. Some unfortunate luck here for Brash. No runs have scored, though, and still has a chance to get out of this inning. Seth Beer, though, has not made an out today. Friday night's always a big night for Beer. Here's a pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Beer has singled, doubled, walked, and been hit by a pitch. He has scored two runs and driven in another. Brash with his next pitch, and there's a heater up and away, 1-1. Next pitch is swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Still 1-2 the count. Yeah, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a 98-mile-per-hour fastball, and down goes Beer, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth. Reno does not score. They had three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the ninth inning. It is Reno 8, Tacoma 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. The Red Ears need a big rally in Reno. Our score is Reno 8 to Tacoma 2. And to do the pitching for the Aces is Luis Frias, hard-throwing right-hander. And he will face Zach Green, Andrew Knapp, and Joe Odom. Zach Green is 1-for-2 with a double. A sack fly and an RBI. Rainier's had a couple of brief leads early in this game. 1-0 and 2-1, but Reno took the lead in the third for good. Green had his sack fly to drive in Kelnick in the first, but in the bottom of the first, Seth Beer had an RBI double to make it 1-1. Then in the third, Forrest Wall hit a leadoff triple, and he scored on Kelnick's ground out to give Tacoma the 2-1 lead. Frias with a fastball up high to Green, ball one. But in the bottom of the third, Reno scored three runs. Fletcher tied it up with an RBI double, and Stone Garrett hit a two-out, two-run triple. And Reno was up 4-2. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. And Grayson Griner homered in the fourth to make it 5-2. And then Drew Ellis, the bases loaded, three-run double in the seventh inning to break it open and make it 8-2, which is where we are now. Pitches in there for a strike to Zach Green, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Frias is set. And his 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. This is Frias' eighth appearance in the minors this year, 0-1 with a 4.57 ERA. They've just moved him from the rotation to the bullpen. This is only his fifth appearance out of the pen, but when he's in the big leagues, he's a reliever, which he's already done this year. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first down of the ninth. Green goes down swinging. So Andrew Knapp will now be the batter. Rainiers have not had a hit since Blandino led off the fifth inning with a single. And the Rainiers have had just four hits tonight. And the pitch is taken outside by Knapp. That is ball one. Now the 1-0 is swung on and crushed deep right field. Way back into the night it goes. Andrew Knapp with a homer to right field. And that is his third as a member of the Rainiers. And Tacoma makes it an 8-3 ball game. Andrew Knapp blasts one to right field off Luis Frias. Home run number 74 for the Rainiers as a team this year. And Knapp, who is from Granite Bay near Sacramento, only a couple-hour drive from here. He's got some friends and family who came up for the weekend. So Knapp hits one out of here. And now the pitch to Joe Odom is in there for a strike. Odom's 0-for-3 so far today. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-1. Yeah. The pitch is up high for a ball. 2-1 the count. Well, the Rainiers have only five hits in this game, but they have hit for the cycle as a team. They have two singles, a double, a triple, and a homer. 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss by Odom. And the count's even now, 2-2. Yeah, Frias with his next pitch, and it is high, ball three. Full count, 3-2. On deck, Marcus Wilson. Here's the full count pitch to Odom. And it is high, ball four, and there's a walk. So Odom will head down to first base with one out. Marcus Wilson is now the hitter. Updating some of the late games in the majors. Boston still leads Oakland 4-0. They're now in the eighth. Braves did score three runs in the top of the 10th at Coors Field, so they lead 3-0 going to the bottom of the 10th. So here's a swing and a foul back by Wilson, strike one. And the other late game is at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers lead the Mets 4-0 after six innings. We've got Tyler Anderson on the mound tonight. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So, 0-2 the count. One out in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it is outside for a ball. Reno leading 8-3. Reminder, tomorrow's game is at 6:35. Daniel Ponce de Leon's on the mound for the Red Ears against Ryan Nelson for Reno. 1-2 pitch is a fastball high and away, 2-2. Two two coming from Frias to Wilson, and it is outside, ball three. Well, another walk would certainly be an assist in the Rainiers' comeback bid, wouldn't it? Three balls, two strikes. And Frias with the payoff pitch, and it is a called strike three on the outside edge. And two men are gone in the ninth. Rainiers are down to their last out. Alex Blandino is the batter. He has reached base twice tonight with a single and a walk. 1-for-2 overall. Frias with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a fastball, 97 on the gun. One pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 is a called strike. It's 1-2. The Red Ears are down to their last strike. Fans making some noise here in Reno. One ball, two strikes is the count. Two outs in the ninth. And the pitch misses outside for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Two down, runner at first. Rainier's down by five. And the pitch is high, ball three. 98 mile per hour fastball, but nowhere near the strike zone. On deck is Forrest Wall. Three balls, two strikes to Blandino. And the payoff. Called strike three, and that's the ball game. He came with an off-speed pitch. Reno wins it 8-3 is the final score. And the Red Ears' three-game win streak has come to a halt. We'll recap it with a brief look at the final totals in a very, very short version of the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Reno wins it 8-3. Fireworks about to start here in Reno, and we're just going to wrap it up real quick. Rainiers had a 2-1 lead in the third when Forrest Wall tripled and scored on a Celtic grounder, but Reno scored three in the bottom of the third. Stone Garrett's two-run triple gave him the lead, and they broke it open with the three-run double by Drew Ellis in the seventh that made it 8-2. Rainiers had just five hits. They did get a homer from Andrew Knapp in the ninth. Final totals for Reno, 8 runs, 15 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. Tacoma, 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, left 5 on base. Winning pitcher is Corbin Martin. He's 3-1. Loss goes to Connor Wade. He's 1-2. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 34 minutes. And the attendance tonight in Reno is 5,705. Reno's now 27-25 on the year. The Red Ears fall to 19-32. Game 5 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 6:35. Pre-game show starts at 6:25. Daniel Ponce de Leon will be on the mound for the Red Ears, and right-hander Ryan Nelson on the hill for Reno. That is tomorrow night. Mariners won today in Texas. Eugenio Suarez with a two-run homer in the ninth to beat the Rangers. They're suddenly warming up. They've won a couple series in a row, and they win the opener in Texas, and they've won 5 of their last 7 games overall. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast, as they're about to launch the fireworks here, and we basically sit outside in Reno. It's going to get really loud. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 6:25, 6:35, first pitch. Aces win it 8-3, our final score. Have a great night. There's the countdown. You want to hear this? Nah, I'll save you. See you tomorrow.